So everyone can come in from outside, can possibly find nice places to sit down. Because the next half an hour or so, I'm going to lead a guided loving kindness meditation. I've been developing this over many years. Many of you have gone through other guided meditations before. And just to give you a quick overview before we begin, it's understanding that where we develop this emotion, this feeling, this idea, this mental object called loving kindness, it's hard to start it off with yourself or with anybody. It is similar to lighting a fire. If you light a fire, you start with something which is easy to take a flame. Paper. So you light some paper, and when the flame is strong on the paper, then you put some small pieces of wood. They call it in English, kindling. And after the small pieces of wood have taken the flame, then a little larger pieces of wood. Always increasing the size of the wood slowly, so that that too can build up the heat and start to burn. And eventually, when all of the small pieces of wood and little bigger pieces of wood are all alight, then you can put on the big pieces of wood, the logs. And once the logs are light, then you can even put on wet, sappy pieces of wood. And the fire by this time is so hot that it dries out the wet pieces of wood and they also start to burn. And that is the simile for loving kindness. You start with something which is easy and build slowly until eventually it's amazing. You can put the wettest, sappiest logs on your fire, your enemies. You've got so much loving kindness, it just dries out all the ill will, and they too can take the fire of loving kindness. And the last log you put on the fire is a strange thing, but it's true for most people. The hardest person to love in the whole world is yourself. I'll leave that one to the very, very end. And the last piece, you put yourself on that five-point count and then, and then sleep and go, leave. That little thing about eating and leave means I don't do too much, but never mind, I love me. And then you go over anymore. You carry one at a time. So that's the overview. So now let's just start. You should start 5 minutes of morning meditation. If you'd like to close your eyes. With your eyes closed. Again, be aware of your body. Make sure your legs have a nice position. Your bottom is comfortable on the cushion. And your back should be nice, not too tight, not too loose. It's balanced, feels good. And the hands are balanced, comfortable. And then the head is comfortable on top of your neck. With your eyes and mouth relaxed. Those quite tight muscles. Loose, free, comfortable. And very quickly, look at your body. Is any of your headaches or tummy aches or aches? Just fill your mind with that very quickly. I'm just going through the preliminaries very fast. Look at that part of the body which is aching and pain. Be kind to it. Soften it. smile at it. Just like when I was young and I was sick, in pain, injured myself, my mother would come, smile at me, stroke my hair, and her kindness, her love of a mother, would take all the pain away from the little boy. So I look at any aches or pains in the body, and with kindness, with a smile, I take all that tension away from my own body. So my own body can relax. Safe and comfortable. And then I look at my breathing, just watch the breath coming and going, just for a few minutes, that's all, just to relax. Just focusing on the breath and nothing else. Just for a minute, no longer. Doesn't matter if the breath is natural or unnatural. Just doing this to settle in. Breathing in peace. Breathe out. Now, settle in. Oh! Start the loving kindness meditation. First of all, we have to use something which is easy to develop loving kindness towards. An easy object like paper very easily takes time. So you can choose our first object. Usually the best is a imaginary object. Other new creatures, other top cases, provide this appearance. You prefer a dog, may have a dog that can't be loved very much. Or it could be like rabbits, baby, or even your teddy bear. Something which is so easy to develop kindness towards, which doesn't challenge you, which doesn't make you upset. So easy. So when I mention the word kitten, you can think teddy bear, rabbits, dog, baby. Something which you like very much and so easy to love. So I imagine my chicken. I haven't seen him for such a long time. I'm sorry. She doesn't trust me that much now. Left her. I look in her eyes. So sorry. I didn't extend my hand out towards my little king. I spoke her gently. Just imagine him. Stroke her gently. And hear her purr. She loves me. She cares for me. She's my friend. I'm her friend. So very gently. Helping her to watch me. She's such a little being. She casts a mind on her own. In this world of big cats, big dogs, so many people would hurt her, scratch her, bite her. She's too small to defend herself. She needs some big protector like me. Someone to feed her. Keep her warm, give her a place of safety, a love in which to live. So I gently pick up my little king and put her on my lap. I feel her warmth against my warmth, her softness, her fur against my robe. Just gently squeezing her. I care for you. You're my friend. I know that you need me to protect and feed you, but I also need you as well. So I gently hold my little kitten to my chest. She is soft and kind. She knows that I'll never ever hurt her. And I warm her with my words, and she warms me with her words. And I start to generate all these feelings of softness and kindness and care. All different aspects of loving kindness. Dear little kin, I will always be your friend. Always look out for you and protect you. I want to channel my care, my love, my compassion to you in particular. May you always be well and happy. From suffering and pain, and may you always get positive to human wish. May you always be happy in your little cat's body. I care for you. May you also care for others. No need to go killing mice and plants. Let them grow. I will always feed you. And I feel, start to feel these. Physical counterpart of loving kindness in my chest area, the tingling. Whenever I do this loving kindness, I feel my chest area, just above the heart, gets this sensation of feeling. Tingling. I always recognize that as a physical counterpart of the beginning of loving kindness, and my body feels this emotion. Kindness and love and care again. I imagine through that tinkling in my chest, a golden light starts to stream forth from my heart into my imaginary thinking. Then this looking feels so safe and well cared for and accepted by the looking falls fast asleep. Holding it so gently, the looking will care for you. I will protect you and always be safe when I'm around, because I have loving kindness towards you, care, compassion, protection. I really wish you well. Looking. Just looking at it makes me happy. In my mind's eye. And this feeling in my chest is so well. The light I imagine coming out from my heart gets more powerful. And I spread that light all into my little imaginary kingdom. Down to a little pause. Soft, beautiful pause. Up to her head and her little ears and whiskers. All over her body, inside and out, spreading this beautiful gold and light and loving kindness, in and around and within my imaginary friend, my little kid. And the more that light I give that kid, the more that kindness, the more I find I have to give. It's all the thoughts, the more I give, the more I have. So it's not painting. That little king, in loving kindness. To feel it, it's real, it's no longer a thought. All those words are generated while loving kindness means. It's beautiful care, protection, love, well wishing, gentleness. May you always be well and happy. May you never feel alone. You always have a friend, a little king. Someone who cares about you, who thinks about you, who just wants you to be happy and who works also. And when that fire of loving kindness has been lit by a real fire and piece of paper, and I think I place the image in my mind by another person, closest friend in this life. So who is your closest friend? Could be your mother, a father, sister, a friend, a child, a parent. The person in this life is closest to you. Imagine them standing right in front of you. You've got your eyes closed, just like your eyes are open. Your best friend, your closest partner in this life is right in front of you. They need your love as much as they can. There are times in their life when they are depressed, suffering, in pain, afraid. And that's what you are here for. To hold them, to protect them, to guide them, to warm them in the cold days of life. Dear friend, the closest partner in this life is anything, anything at all we need. I just love doing it for you. I care for you. It's a joy giving service to you. My dear friends, may you be well and happy. Really happy. My dear friends, I know that you need happiness, is meditation, freedom, and life. That's what I wish for you. Not just ordinary happiness, I wish you. Friend, may I give you the gift of bliss. That you, in your own words, send this beautiful gift of kindness and care and love to your closest person in this life. Still imagining them right in front of you. And as you do that, the tingling in your chest gets stronger. The counterpart. Just like alive. And through that tingling comes this huge, powerful being of golden light and loving kindness right into your friend. Bathing them, healing them, taking away any pain, any fear, any thought that the need or wants empty because you're going to care to them, whatever it is. Kindness, generosity, safety, peace. Because you've bathed them from head to toe, imagine golden marker right inside them, right inside their navel, up into their head, their arms, down into their legs and toes, bathing them with this golden light of kindness and well-wishing. My dear friend, may this powerful loving kindness take away all of your pain, any sickness. This powerful loving kindness will blast it away. Any fear of the future, oh, I'm here for you. I care for you. You'll never have anything to fear. May you relax in the knowledge of your mind and careful. And be free. This is beautiful loving kindness of the right inside. Without boundary, without limits. Feel the tingling in your chest. Imagine your best friend. And sat there. May you always be at peace and happy and well. Life is difficult sometimes. With so much joy. I am here to share your joy and my joy to you. I care for you. And then, without opening your eyes, imagine all the people in this room. All the people who shared the last week with, who saw me taking back. Oh, I was just so frustrated. Can't get inheritance, can't get this, not all the help. Your friends, fellow travelers on the planet, you need one another. So right now, care for one another. My fellow meditators, sharing this week of our lives together, please now, I wish you well. I care for you. May you become light before me. It's my gift to you. I care for you. This is beautiful. Golden light of loving kindness streams out of your chest and goes into everyone in this room. Everyone. Going into their navel, up, closing through their bodies, going through their hearts and their lungs, taking away any sickness, way up into their throat and down their arms, taking away any pain, any sickness, any hurt, into their heads, through their eyes and ears, cleansing, healing, because that's what kindness and love does. It takes away sickness and pain. To care is to heal. And down to their, maybe their intestines and colon, especially my age, people always have problem muscles. Down the legs. Just everyone in this room being bathed in sincere, real kindness. I may not know your name, but I care for you. I love you. I wish you well. I need to be happy. Your smile. My joy. Would you give this love and kindness to everyone in this room? As this golden light from each one of us fills this room. And everyone in it is bathed. Just imagine how to feel that tingling in your chest again. And feel the love and kindness. Taste it and touch it. May all beings in this room peace. Be free. We can always change the world. Even change our bodies and make it so we are in health and fit. We can always change our attitude. And make peace with everyone in this room. I give them beautiful kindness, compassion, happiness. I love you as you are. You don't have to improve. I care for you. Just like a mother loves a child. Child will love and love a child no matter how the child behaves. You'll get frustrated and upset sometimes, but will never stop loving your child. So you give this unconditional loving kindness to everyone in this room. The door of our hearts is open to one another, totally, fully, without conditions. May we all feel this beautiful peace of being accepted, of not having to strive to live up to any standards or any expectations. You're already loved. You don't have to work anymore for it. The Holy Spirit is loving kindness even further. The light in this room of kindness and love is too strong to maintain just in this room. It goes outside. It goes right out of this hotel to all the birds, the insects and monkeys, every visitor, every worker, people making your lunch in a vegetarian restaurant, my lunch, whatever that is. They're all beings in this hotel. Accept and receive our kindness, our well wishing, our gift of respect and not harming. We care for you, even though you may not know you. But you imagine this golden light filling up this hotel, going to the upper stories where visitors decide to arrive. May this feel as the holy place, a place of kindness, love, and peace. Because there's a group of people on level 6 caring for you. We're all beings in this hotel. We fear suffering and fear. Will them accepted so they can be at peace. This beautiful loving kindness is even stronger. The stars go up to the casino, down to Cairo, where many of your friends and loved ones are right now. You can see Cairo through the windows of upstairs. Imagine swimming this flight all over that great city in PJ. Maybe even down the Pine, in the Lacan. And this is the whole Liberation Convention. They are all beings. Don't care whether they're Muslim or Christian or atheist or humans or animals, birds. Imagine this whole nation, West Malaysia, being soaked with this beautiful golden light of loving kindness. Care, love. May all beings in this country be well and happy. Imagine going over the streets of Singapore, and many of you will return this afternoon. There your friends and loved ones, people you really care about, people who really want to be happy and well. Up further, north, into Thailand, into Hong Kong, down to Australia. Imagine this beautiful golden light coming all over the planet Earth. Starting from Beijing, Malaysia, Southeast Asia, Asia and Australia, New Zealand, way over everywhere in this world. Our lights, kindness, ready. The more it spreads, the stronger it gets. this world right now, there are people fleeing the wars, they're dying, they're in pain and sickness. There are many people contemplating killing themselves. People in the end of their lives, old age. People in the beginning of their lives, finding their way. Animals, birds, insects. And all beings, right now, in this moment, in this planet Earth, even in the oceans and the plants and the trees and the forests, may all life be at peace and harmony, friends, and a faith. Enjoy this moment. By receiving this beautiful golden energy from the cats. May all beings be happy and well. As you imagine this golden healing breath of love and kindness, centering over planet Earth, healing, warming, protecting, like a mother's love, magnifying them when he brings it. How does that feel? Now, the hardest lock of all. Without opening your eyes, imagine you're standing in front of a mirror, looking at yourself. This being, you can never escape from. This being, the first person you meet when you wake up in the morning, the last person you say goodbye to when you go to sleep. This person, this mystery, this amazing thing called you, has had so much pain and difficulty and disappointment and joy and happiness as well in this life so far. Life is not easy. It's not easy. But now, now look at that person as if you were there yourself. And smile as sweetly and kindly as you can. And say to me, I care for me. I truly care. May I be at peace. No one struggling to be something I'm not. No one trying to live up to other people's expectations. No one trying to achieve the images of parents or come on for that sake. Now I care for me. As I am. The door of my heart, my own heart, is wide open so I can come in. I don't have to be best dressed. Come as you are. With all your faults and all your stupidities, I open the door of my heart to myself. This little being is just like my king. That's how true my king really is. Needing some loving kindness and acceptance. Just wanting to be loved and cared for and be at peace. That's all. Other people in the world might expect things of you. Don't expect anything of yourself. Except who you are. You're good enough. As you look at this being in the mirror, and actually smile and say, yes, you really are good enough. You're beautiful. I love you. I care for you. As you open the door of your heart to yourself, make this beautiful peace with yourself. Don't have to change. Don't have to improve. Because that's what kindness does. That's what love does. It allows them to be as they are. Don't have to improve. Be yourself. If you want to put all your heart to yourself, which is this beautiful love and kindness to this person you live with. Yourself. Imagine this corona light going into yourself, way up to the tip of your head. Real love, power, letter, taking away the tension. Down to your throat, relieving irritations. Down to your surrounding organs. All working so well together, keeping you alive. I care for all of you. Down to your legs, toes, your hands, everything. Most importantly, to this stream of consciousness of all of you, I care. May I be at peace now. May I accept me as I am. Nothing to change, nothing to achieve. Because I care for me. I love me. But you bathe in your own kindness. Imagine arms coming out from your side, hugging yourself, bringing yourself home, the peace, the loving kindness, goes to your closest friend. May you spread all this love and kindness, all the love and kindness. Leave its warmth and bring back its light. Imagine drawing it back to the farthest places. Drawing it back. Drawing it back as it comes closer and closer into the personality, comes closer and closer into the self-self. This light is getting more and more concentrated, it comes into your body. Concentrated, powerful, beautiful, intense loving kindness coming right into your heart, like an intense ball in the air. Imagine your heart. Like the purest, most fragrant of white lotuses, fully open, and this beautiful, loving kindness ball just hovers, then in a centimeter above the lotus, not touching it, not harming it, just hovering. And every white petal, the most fragrant, beautiful, white lotus closing its petals around the ball of loving kindness in your heart. Closing the tip of the lotus of Shri Christ. It's the only thing pure enough to keep loving kindness in your heart to be used at the time and at the place. Keep your eyes closed. So I'm now going to give you a special blessing. from the retreat. And having already finished the retreat, we now give the five precepts and then share merits. And after that, you can tell me what's in the next paragraph. So we give the five precepts, we don't need to give the three refugees, I'll just give the five precepts. I will say them first, we follow after. If you don't know the wind back of this, Anati Tata Miravani Sika Padaksa Diyami. This one we can say together, because believe it or not, to the end of the retreat, I like to share my lessons with my father, my mother who passed away 3 years ago, grandfather, grandmother, and all those people I love very much. I always think about them at this time, how much they gave to me, sacrificed for me. And just my poor father working so hard to go to sleep, kill himself for his kids. I just really makes me so sad. This is for my father and my mother and everyone else. And you think of your loved ones as we share the medicines with you. And it's all we
can.
Thank you, Alan, for acceptance of accepting our invitation and spending time for us with us and teaching us Dharma for our week. Mahasadhu to Ajahn.
Sadhu! Sadhu! Sadhu!
On behalf of everybody, I would like to weakness, yeah, of my body, state of mind, now intentionally and unintentionally, on the three periods. The past, present, and the future until you reach Nirvana. Whichever comes first. Whoever comes first. So on that note, everybody, the retreat is closed. Now you can. Okay. On behalf of all the volunteers, yeah, we ask for forgiveness if we've done anything intentionally, unintentionally. Yeah, my body, speech, and mind. Yeah, for now, future, and past. Thank you. Thank you for coming to this
retreat. I think they did a very good job. So please, sadhus for all the volunteers.
The next on the agenda will be the fair option. Hope you can check out one. Now you can open the mouth.
It doesn't matter. I can use, I can project my voice.
But the Buddha never used a microphone. Oh, I don't see why I'm.
That's okay.
Okay. Thank you very much. I'm so happy all of that for meeting up. All team could put the chance back. We have all the best in our market, store market, in the store. But this is the best that can attend the retreat. Listen to the Dharma talk. Thanks to the great monks and taught by the all the celebrate at least those kind of talk sometimes. And then taught by you, the great meditator. How by Ajahn. And today we want to speak for huge. This is the backwards from London. Because we attend the Ajahn Brahm's retreat in London and he's so inspired. And he fly all the way from London. He got the single batch of London, Ajahn Brahm in London. So he fly all the way from London to Singapore and to Kuala Lumpur. And here we are. It's Paris, Bear of the Year, 2016, we got a batch of here, and it's selling 25 pounds, so maybe we start with 100 ringgit. So any more than 100, just raise our hand to 150, whatever you have to buy 10. 100?
Okay.
200? Is it already? No, 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 pick it up. 300?
Okay, just, where does the
fast
go to?
Oh, the fast go to the BGF and, oh, by the way, the bus will go to BGF and Bodhiyana to get in the taxi. So 300, anybody more than 300? Yeah, we need to help, I just help out. 300. Okay, 350.
Okay.
Happy birthday, we watch you.
This is business.
400 here. 500. 600. Anything good as that? 600.
I think I'm going to be fine. Take it back.
2001, 2002, to
your very special friend.
The Bible says it's Moon Chun Ha.
Are you all husband and wife?
Yes.
Oh, come on.
The server is Han Sin Shang. The eighth is Kaisari. The ladies from rabbit, the noir say, no, this is the time. This is the rabbit, this is the time, this is for a reason. But I thought it was the first time I saw this. Don't argue. This is the rabbit, also in rabbit. We don't go to Charlie. Thank you very much. I didn't know that we can read so much. This is how it was behind the one to bring it back here. Thank you so much. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah, those who have bought the Vijay Tech is here. Yeah, yeah, very well. Photo, we have time.
this one from Indonesia.
My brothers and sisters, after the photo session of the daddy man, we will have good photos with other moms. So please queue up on the right side of the hall here, and then we'll go by
tables. Tables.
We'll just go by 10-15% shop. So you guys can go together, friends, or together, whichever you like. For your work, is just queue up and finish it. We'll start from the corner here.
Joshua, if you're good there, let's have a pleasant drive.